And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Vancouver's Park Board unanimously voted to apologize for hosting a Harry Potter-themed event in one of their parks. Not because anything went wrong, but because author J.K. Rowling believes men cannot be women. Yeah, speaking of courage under pressure, an Oklahoma State student learned that honoring the dead comes with conditions. Josh Wilson gave brief remarks commemorating Charlie Kirk the day after his assassination, describing him as, quote, a father, a husband, a devout Christian, and a shining light. Wilson wore a 45-47 hat that Kirk had personally given him. A university coordinator pulled him aside afterward, warning that the hat violated nonpartisan traditions and was triggering to those with different lived experiences. The only problem, Oklahoma State confirmed no such rule exists in writing and has never been enforced. The Trump administration's climate working group accomplished something remarkable. They exposed the entire climate industry as the house of cards it always was. For years, Washington treated junk science, linking every weather event to carbon emissions as gospel, driving economically devastating regulations. The working group's report dismantled the flaw methodology and confirmation bias, demanding actual science guide policy rather than grant-driven agendas. And Louisiana Attorney General filed suit this week challenging the FDA's approval of mail-order abortion pills, arguing that the Biden administration's 2023 policy change enables activists in blue states to mail abortion drugs into states where chemical abortions are illegal. The suit invokes the Comstock Act, which explicitly bans mailing abortion drugs. Mifepristone works by starving an unborn child to death by cutting off nutrients, then a second drug induces labor to expel the deceased baby. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced that ICE is doubling down in Chicago, purchasing more buildings to operate from despite Mayor Brandon Johnson's ICE-free zones. The Trump administration's Operation Midway Blitz has yielded over 1,000 arrests, while anti-ICE agitators have turned violent. Nearly 500 National Guard troops have deployed to restore order in what's being called a war zone. Finally, some perspective we're celebrating. Soul on Fire hit theaters recently, telling the story of John O'Leary, who survived burns over 100% of his body at the age of 9. Given a 1% chance to live, O'Leary credits his mother's refusal to let him choose victimhood. In a culture terrified of suffering, this film offers a pretty countercultural truth that a hard life can still be a great life, and a life is always worth living. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to this here Fortis News podcast on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.